Good afternoon, everyone. On this very joyous occasion, with deepest reverence and great joy, I, on behalf of the children and staff of Tibetan Children's Village, extend our greetings and warmest welcome to His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. The song that the children sang just now is called Gechu Yangnyen, a song celebrating His Holiness's 80th birthday. The children will now sing Nganzu Changma Kibu Yuna, which is the Tibetan version of If You're Happy and You Know It. All the children are now requested to please stand to sing Nganzu Changma Kibu Yuna. Please be seated. Thank you. Thank you. I now request His Holiness the Dalai Lama to address the gathering.
Since you often describe my English is very poor, so now here I'm going to speak Tibetan. Yeah, that is the Neda Manichi Zamuni Digangi, there's a Toku Nishuk Tajigi. And mid me drive chane ngane chogu ni shi ji da yang an zo pe music ta ne shebe ina ya kong gi pe gi den dum ta la tong da par sum du ngane ta ne gi den be den ju ju me ba rang su pang ba chi kon na de gi ya re and then nga nang ba chi yinpe tane, da kanta zambuni digaala, chulu samalo, mene chigi da tupu chikoya da, mene ngana zu tumungi, zhubcha, zhuwa michili ya, penta zhubtuya chigi, da di lenge yaari, di yongole ya, ngana zu sheba nangpenzu, ngana zu da kyozu saya di, geja ma sheba cheche, sosu zu daru menjaha yaari, redi yinne, samalo ki chamzi nyamni, Jigyu Chagyari, so today in this area, someone or ya, Chamsu Kongbe Tongyaki, Nubada Tapshishi Yedavari, just on Ditane, Mazu Chuju, Major Samolo, Munatane Jigi, Tumzi Usu Chingri Shumbina, could never timberba. So Ditane in a Kongi, any money Jigda, Rismajevi Churu, and Marengo Chashane. 콩게 배 가속을 배 예수 기라로 배 마사로 시다 배 기본된 거지 자 다 드리시기 미지 드리대 만조 비미 나신 로종 제신 봐 지금 소수 파마 년제 애는 소수 정리 있네 갈라 강성게 다 강에 찬 용어 드리시기 땅 가서 미루 차 되기 아래 엔더 캐나다 디디 데 아다 자가 라온룽 베나라 또 조신 자가 슝기 통도 보송을 이야 잡죠 로럼 진짜 숙쳐버리 대지 대지 선배 점불링기 지 뭐네 지다 로럼 소바가 되게 타네 로럼 먹고 육구야래 지 든든지 로럼 그 원에 너나 샴페인기 세레 원에 아주 보고 뒤에 살롱 세운 게 아래 로준 씨하고 고급지 연대기 아래 지난달 지난도 뒤에 되게 안대 편지를 이네 후다마다 재벌이 다도 이네 배 소소 배 쓰는 배 리버 짐니 애는 로준 씨아들이 후다 저러지 애는 아주 대 미리지 게이 수세 여대와 지금 최다 리슈 또 근데 추구 여대와 지기 나서 미리 차대요 아래 근데 이게 딱 미리 때 강에 차베 그돌라 지나도 뒤에 되기 배우기다 지금 게이리 아니 또 좀리 나보산지에 배쳐던 데 또 좀 다가는 시기에 나보산지에 배 지금 샴페인 전주고 샘 세야다 어다 이니 양다고 따와서야 되지 되디 간다 밀을 편도 여덟이 차대도 자네 디디 캐란즈 다 드럼 닝베 지금 섬주제 사발 마샤르셰제 다다 드럼 주서지 못 나라 거거 여덟이다 저 여덟 차대기 아리 디 임바디 다 벌거 로슨 소다르니야 네 일단 점불링 또 노초기 체리보다 신신제 아니 Kevin Mangung, Tuguyare Toma and Cosinizu, the Mashibekadula, Pevas Lamna Gilu's origin. Any Pevetus Lamna Gilu number of Chigit, the Ton Deng at Duba. Dangazuba, Shipje, Deshero, do Stemni Yundusane, Mona Tanegi, and the Pergi, Puyinala Yedebe, Gandachi. So, Nang Sankham Ribe God Yidi, the Shanda Mandaji Chubu Yedeva. Dagana Shink Same Shung Yidi, Shanda Mandaji Chubu Yedeva Jigi, go to Tongyuga. So, Nangosanje Chur, Tona Meding, Mr. Chur, Tava Meding, and Midden Day, Kanwan de Mungu, Tona Chediguga. Dindijigita, Gayida, Gayidin Aloria, Rishu Chubu Yedeva Jigi, in Dusane, D. 나한테 니리니리 지금 사계 통계를 지다 지금 총로 파서 시베크도다 깨디 배주케야 말이 펜타케야 말이 다른 신기 팅두기 셰윤 되게 나러래 깨디 펜타다 되게 야 말이디 이네 상고 자체스진데 또 스타요나 되게서 전문이 되가라 샘컴 리그베 거디 셰게 셰라뇨뇨레 자자가 Dindi jindu zane, zambuli digangi, mi toz tona yunge, jig pigi, samu dachambu tonge, gange mungu jig, mi simgu tonge, sugu yodebo, tong denge dizu tegi, ngaranzu geyi nali yodebe, simkam rigbe guade, miksegu tona chedegi doga. Chedari yumilu matebe. So dindi jindu di, dagu dange di, kianandu dizuri. Jaswa. That jasir yawa meba. Just Pomu Yamela. Jig Sangme, Dizutalia, Tonan Cheni, Lobjung, Shukshi Situachuna. Daddy, Nanzu Pur Mirigi, Rishun, Mirum the Mirror, Nyarta, Gunzin Chiadi, Lobjung Cheni Gunzin Chiare, Mato, Jemdun Shahaji Mari, Shaswa. I didn't mean the Jung. I mean Kuran Dunia, Terika, Gosus Kurare, Namare. Jadi, tangan ini cukup sahaja. Ini ngaji yang cik 삼년아 여덟대 시야대 거래. 야, 다 전부 숨쉬셔.
Children. Some of you are not really children. It is such a great, great honor and privilege to be here. I have some of my compatriots. They were showing off the South African flag over there. All of us are very, 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 very proud and privileged to be here in Dharamsala. You are beloved throughout the world. And we want to say to you, young people especially, that it might not seem possible. It doesn't seem like it's something that will happen, that you will one day return to a free Tibet. We in South Africa for many, many years lived under a system of injustice and oppression. And many, many of our leaders and people, young people, went into exile. And it seemed like the chains of oppression would never be broken, that our leaders who were on Robben Island, the prison, would never come home alive. But yow! It happened. It happened. In 1990, our beloved Nelson Mandela and others were released from prison. And the exiles came back home. One day you too, all of you, one day will see your beloved Tibet. You will be free from the oppression that has driven you to here. the Chinese government will discover that freedom is actually cheaper than oppression. I am very deeply honored to be the friend of His Holiness. I show off when I'm in other places. I pretend that I am modest and don't tell too many people that actually he is a very, very dear friend. I just say, well, you know, he's mischievous. He's troublesome. When I'm wearing my cap, he takes my cap off my head and puts it on his own head. And you know what? The world supports you. The world loves His Holiness. When it is announced that I am coming to give an address in a certain place, well, maybe you will fill a small hall. But when they advertise that the Dalai Lama is coming, they run around looking for the largest venue. I'm not jealous. No. I'm not jealous.
Maybe.
But you can see just how much the world loves him by the fact that everywhere he goes, crowds and crowds of people come, even when they come to listen to somebody who speaks, his English is it's not like yours. I was quite struck by how beautifully the young people welcomed us and told us a little bit about their story. It was just so fluent and eloquent. It's beautiful. I want to also add my thank you to the Indian government, the Indian people who opened their arms to welcome you, because they preserved for us a great treasure. They preserved for us a great treasure that would otherwise have been lost. And so I want to say to you, all of you, look at how beautiful you are. Oh, yo. One day you will be dancing and singing in the streets of Tibet, your home country. God bless you. And calling who can you?
Thank you, Your Holiness and Archbishop Tutu. We are now going to have a brief question and answer session. Any student who has a question, please raise your hand and ask your question.
Yes, it's not on.
And the most reverend Archbishop Desmond Tutu. I'm Yula Doma from class 12B, and today I have a question for His Holiness. Your Holiness, my question is that since it is impossible for every human being on this planet to achieve Buddhahood at the same time, can there ever be a violence-free world? Thank you.
I think it's a violence with the same word. There are many degrees, many different levels. Small violence. I think so long we human beings remain here. Even other sort of animal, also some limited this is violence always there. But serious violence, usually we call war, mobilize the people, big number, killing each other. That kind of violence, I think, can eliminate if we make effort with proper vision and method. I think certainly I feel possible to achieve a world without such sorrow, kasoda, serious violence. That I think we can achieve.
Good afternoon to His Holiness and the Most Reverend Archbishop Desmond Tutu. I am Lobsang Chedun from Class 12B, and today my question is for the Most Reverend Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Reverend Tutu, we are living in an age of consumerism where people try to find happiness in material things. What advice would you have for today's children and youth regarding this? Thank you.
Thank you very much for that question. I think more and more people are realizing that they will not get satisfaction from having many things. They can have many things, but they feel empty in the heart. And so you see young people who come from wealthy homes who are very idealistic, who go out to poor parts of the world to do all they can to alleviate the suffering there. They have found a deeper joy and satisfaction than happened when they were at home. And so as a Christian, I have to tell people that you know you are made like God. You are made for God. That anything less than the divine will never give you satisfaction. That is what one great African saint said. We are made for God, by God, like God. Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in Thee.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Namgyal, and warm greetings to His Holiness and the Most Bishop and the Most Reverend Archbishop Desmond Tutu. And my question is to His Holiness and Your Holiness, how do you control your anger in your daily life? Thank you.
When I got angry, shouting. Oh, I think I have answered the story. 1950, I think around 56, 57, 58. I used the old car, which belongs to Thirteen Dalai Lama. So sometimes you see that car broken. So then one driver who come from Kalimpong, from India, who drive. One day, some sort of damage under the car. So he sort of repairing. So while he repairing, his head somehow hit. Bang. So then he lost his temper. There further bang. 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 What use that? The very reason he lost temper is you see something hit. Then further hit by himself is foolish. I think you see, so we, I think many cases, firstly, you see, you develop some sort of unhappiness.
Okay. So, when anger develops, then think, what is the causes? And then also think, what will be the result of angry face, shouting? Then you will realize, too much anger. Now, medical scientists, they say, constant anger, constant hatred, and also fear. Fear, where there is fear, there is also the frustration will come. Frustration brings anger. So, you see, fear, anger, something very close. So therefore, constant fear, constant anger, hatred, actually eating our immune system. So you see, we everybody, you see, taking care about our health. So, in order to have healthy body, healthy mind, that means calm mind, is very important. So anger is destroyer of calm mind. So thinking these lines, then you realize, you get some kind of conviction, or anger is no use. Instead of sort of solving problem, it creates more problem. Then continuously thinking these lines, then eventually that kind of thinking become habit of your own mind. So that's the way to reduce anger. So when anger comes, Om Mani Padme Hum, recite Om Mani Padme Hum, will not help.
you see, thinking, or when, as a Buddhist, when anger comes, Rama Lachyavsu, Sanjay Lachyavsu, Chalachyavsu, Kidrachyavsu, will not much help. Training of our mind, reasoning, that's the only way transform our emotion. Clear? Like that.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, His Holiness and the Most Reverend Archbishop Desmond Tutu. I'm Dashma from Class 12A. Today, my question is for His Holiness. Your Holiness, can joy be the ultimate means for world peace? Thank you.
Gaza. I think so. People, I think firstly, you see, they should have sort of clear understanding or awareness how develop joyfulness. It's temporary joyful, killing your enemy or bully someone, you may get some kind of temporary sort of satisfaction. But the genuine sort of joyfulness is, you see, helping other, you get more satisfaction. So that kind of sort of, I say, the thinking about joyfulness really, I think, important factor to build happy society, peaceful society. Firstly, peaceful family. In order to create a peaceful family, firstly, individual person, himself or herself, should create inner peace, joyfulness. Then share with the family members. That through that way, one family, 10 family, 100 family, that way change or bring happier society, happier community. Through that way, eventually national level, then humanities level, 7 billion human beings. We all same desire, same right to achieve happy life. Okay.
Thank you.
Now my English okay?
Possible.
Possible.
A very warm good afternoon, Your Holiness and the Most Reverend Archbishop Desmond Tutu. I am Pinzo Wangdu from Class 11, 12B. My question is for Most Reverend Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Reverend Tutu, how can we achieve true joy and happiness?
I think, I mean, that if we think we want to get joy for ourselves, we realize that it's very short-sighted, short-lived. Joy is the reward, really, of seeking to give joy to others. When you show compassion, when you show caring, when you show love to others, do things for others in a wonderful way, you have a deep joy that you can get in no other way. You can't buy it with money. You can be the richest person on earth, but if you are selfish and care only about yourself. I can bet my bottom dollar you will not be happy and joyful. But when you are caring, compassionate, more concerned about the welfare of others than of your own, wonderfully, you suddenly feel a warm glow in your heart, because you have, in fact, wiped the tears from the eyes of another.
Thank you.
We're finished.
Good afternoon, His Holiness and the Most Reverend Archbishop Desmond Tutu. I am Tamdi Wangel from Class 12C, and today my question is for the Most Reverend Archbishop Desmond Tutu.
Oh, yes.
So, Reverend Tutu, we know that a healthy environment is crucial for the well-being of humankind. So, how can religious leaders teach people how to care for the environment? Thank you.
We're spending a lot of time reminding people that this is the only earth home we have. And if we treat it badly, as we have been doing, we're done for. There's nowhere else where we are going to go. And so people are beginning to understand it is better to use clean energy, recyclable. Even if you have a lot of oil around, think about the consequences to the atmosphere. It's not just stories. The ice cap is melting. The polar bears are drowning. And many seas are flooding. And people recognize it now that there is something strange. Maybe they have a very long summer or a very long winter, and they must begin to say, yes, there is something wrong. And I'm glad now, I mean, that many are beginning to hear what religious leaders and others have been telling them. This is our home, our only home. We have to care for it. The Dalai Lama was saying to me just now at lunch that it would be so wonderful if African nations were united and utilized the solar energy in the Sahara, the desert, and then be able to desalinate, take the salt out of the sea water, and a desert could become a paradise. So that is what we try to do. If we go on as we are, then we're done for. Yes.
Thank you.
the singing.
Okay, next we shall sing the song, We Are the World.
There comes time when we hear a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, and time to lend a hand to love, the greatest gift of all. We can go on, pretending day by day that someone
I'm singing it. Come on, let's stand. Please, let's stand. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Holiness. Happy birthday to you.
May you live long. May you live long. May your wish be fulfilled. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
About to blow out the candles, but we let's have one of the children come up and help. Can we have one of the children come?
Right behind you.
Come on, come on, come on. There we go. Right, one, two, three.
The children will now say grace. So for this, I request Master Tenzin Trakpa to please lead the prayer of offering.
Bajo jana pe mo jibambu